Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we were greatly blessed by sparing two American public servants who were on a hit list, a death list, according to charges now about American-based plotters in a murder conspiracy to kill John Bolton, who was a national security advisor to President Trump, and to kill Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State. What was the idea? The idea was revenge from the Islamic Republic of Iran. The revenge was for the death of the evil terrorist chieftain Soleimani, who was taken out by the business end of a Hellfire missile because he had been killing American servicemen with his murders elsewhere in the Middle East. The feeling of having a $300,000 reward offered for your death. We'll talk to Ambassador John Bolton about what that felt like and about his reaction seeing the attack today by someone else who had a death sentence from the nation of Iran. This one, an official religiously endorsed death sentence that was from Ayatollah Khomeini against Salman Rushdie, who is in a hospital after a stabbing attack earlier today. And we'll also talk with John Bolton about a deeper question, with all of the focus right now on the search of President Trump's home. The importance of all of these classifications of top secret, special access classification, the security that is attached to documents, is that overdone? Should we use this very controversial incident as a means of pulling back from this level of security in the name of national security? We will debate that, or at least discuss that, with John Bolton coming up on the Medved Show. But there is a great deal more going on in this country right now, with the talk of civil war and the talk of violence and the necessity of violence. It's one of those things that I honest to goodness, do not begin to understand. And it's how do people believe that the use of violence, like the violence we're talking about, with trying to stab people who write a book you don't like, or to kill people because they're part of a government that you perceive as an enemy. How does that lead to a better country right now? And this is extraordinary. And the idea that there are so many invocations of violence and of revolution and of civil war, it's one of those things that the Rushdie stabbing today ought to remind us is no game. It says that in the account about Salman Rushdie, the novelist who was stabbed today at least 10 times, some sources say 15 times, in an interview last year, Rushdie was casual and easygoing as he spoke over Zoom from his Manhattan home, cheerfully talking about his thoughts on literature, on Federico Fellini's childhood, and the Peanut Gallery on Twitter. He had the informal air of someone who had long ago re-entered society and reveled in being a man about town. His latest obsession was hip-hop, he said. asked about the longstanding call for his death, he answered simply, "Oh, I have to live my life." And may he, 75 years old, may he continue to be able to do that. There was a statement by Ibrahim Hooper, who has been a guest on this show. He is the head of the CARE, which is the Council on American Islamic Relations, the country's largest Muslim civil rights group, it's called. He said he was concerned that people might rush to blame Muslims or Islam for the stabbing before the attacker's identity or motive were known. American Muslims, like all Americans, condemn any violence targeting anyone in our society, said Ibrahim Hooper. That goes without saying. We will have to monitor the situation and see what facts come to life. A number of people rushed to Mr. Rushdie's aid and quickly pinned the attacker to the ground. The audience was then asked to leave the amphitheater calmly and quickly. The idea that they quickly subdued the attacker, it couldn't have been that quick because he was stabbed at least 10 times. And the horror in something like that, especially in a public gathering, which is always at Chautauqua, very high-spirited, positive, and celebrating precisely the freedom of speech that the mullahs in Iran have extinguished in their own country and are trying to extinguish here. The one aspect of the ongoing discussion, and it's going to continue for a while, obviously, because it's going to take a while, and obviously over the weekend I hope to have the chance to actually read in detail the full warrant, the itemization of the material that was taken out of Mar-a-Lago, and to put the entire thing in context. But one thing that has happened, and it's already been a result of the search of Mar-a-Lago. And by the way, you'll notice that I'm trying to avoid the term raid, because a raid sounds like somebody without warning knocking on the door, blowing a whistle, or sounding a police siren, and the people scatter. And the raid is a kind of place they had in speakeasies during Prohibition. Here, they knew in advance. Yeah, Waco is a raid that didn't work out very well. Honest to goodness, or the raid to take, what was his name, Gonzalez? It was Elon Gonzalez, or the child who had been taken, who had been, what's that? Elon Gonzalez, okay. That was in 2000. That was a raid where you wake up in the middle of the night. This was not the middle of the night. They came at 9 in the morning. The Trump staff knew they were coming. This was all negotiated. There was no resistance on the part of President Trump. He wasn't there. He was in New York, and again, I think he is still commenting from New York. But one of the things that has happened with our basically whole national mood, our whole national psyche right now. And honestly, I know American history, and I've got to tell you, this has never happened before. It has never happened before when a former president has totally upstaged the sitting president. Okay, you can say when a former president passes away, like when George Herbert Walker Bush, may his memory be a blessing, when he passed away, yes, as a figure, he upstaged everybody. But right now, it's like Biden is irrelevant. He won the election, but he's irrelevant. Everything is all Trump, 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 positive and negative. Is that a good thing for the country? We will get to that and more. John Bolton coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to welcome to this program the great John Bolton, who was ambassador to the United Nations. He was national security advisor for President Trump, and most importantly, is the author of one of the truly great books about the actual experience of working in the White House. It's called The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, and if you haven't read it, you will find it illuminating, moving, and extraordinarily entertaining and well-written. Ambassador Bolton, you've been in the news probably for reasons you couldn't have anticipated. says in the Wall Street Journal that a criminal complaint was unsealed Wednesday of this week, saying that Shahram Pourasafi, 45 years old, tried to kill one of former President Donald Trump's national security advisors, John Bolton, by offering to pay an individual in the U.S. $300,000. Do you think he got about the right price there?
Well, I was very embarrassed by that, actually, that it was so low. But, you know, maybe they're having budgetary troubles in Iran.
Okay, it's obviously not a joke with what happened today to Salman Rushdie. Do you want to comment about that?
Yeah, you know, this is an indication. We don't know who the perpetrator is. He is in custody. I'm sure we'll get more details. But this starts over 30 years ago with a fatwa by the Ayatollah Khomeini, the leader of the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran, that somebody obviously is still looking after 30 years after the fatwa. And whether it was directed from Tehran or whether this is basically a crazy person, a disturbed person who decided to execute it himself. It certainly forms at least an interesting coincidence with the attack about 2 weeks ago in Brooklyn against Masi Alinejad, a lady who's an advocate for women's rights in Iran. Pictures and of somebody with an AK-47 in his car on her porch in Brooklyn. The FBI told her they thought this was an attempt to murder her. She had been previously subject to an attempt at kidnapping by the regime in Tehran. This is a real measure of this regime. The threat it poses now really is, former Defense Secretary Mark Esper said a few days ago, and I agree with, an act of war against the United States by the government of Iran.
They are now, just moments ago, they identified the attacker, law enforcement sources, as 24-year-old Hadi Matar with a last listed address in New Jersey. And they say that Salman Rushdie is still undergoing surgery. With all of this going on, the attempt to kill you, attempted assassination today of Salman Rushdie, and the case you just mentioned in New York of another Iranian freedom fighter, really. Does this illustrate why we kind of need an FBI, why it's not the best idea, as some of our fellow Republicans have been saying, to abolish the FBI?
Yeah, I mean, I think these claims to destroy or defund the FBI are just about as stupid as the idea of defunding the police.
Amen.
Look, I've known bad actors in the FBI from my days at the Justice Department. I've dealt with people who thought they walked on water. I've met U.S. attorneys who think the same thing. Any institution of government, like any human institution, is going to have people in it who don't perform as they should. But I will tell you, for going on 30 years now, experience starting with my days at the Department of Justice, the overwhelming majority of FBI agents, the street-level guys, the middle-level supervisors, these people are patriots. They work for all of us. They are not deep state. They are not arms of the Democratic Party. When the party of law and order, which is I have always thought of the Republican Party as of being, turns on the people who are safeguarding them because of one man, there's something wrong there.
I couldn't agree more fervently. Well, you work closely with President Trump. You saw how he worked on national security issues in the White House. You were his primary national security advisor for a while. Are there any aspects of the revelations of this week regarding the search at Mar-a-Lago? Are there any aspects that are surprising to you, shocking to you?
No, I worried, and I think others who worked in the White House worried about what I would describe as President Trump's cavalier attitude about classified matters. He didn't seem to understand the significance of many of these things. He was briefed at the beginning. I know John Kelly told me when I came on board in 2018, they had told him over and over again about the Presidential Records Act and classification issues. But it was a constant source of worry. So when people say in those chaotic closing days of the administration, they were just filling boxes with documents and other things to ship down to Mar-a-Lago, I could easily imagine it, and I could easily imagine that swept up in it in documents that he had kept over a four-year period were things that were sensitive and classified. I do think it's important to acknowledge at this point we don't really know what was held at Mar-a-Lago. We don't know what the FBI has carried away. There are a lot of reports from the usual anonymous sources about things. But I would just say, with respect to that and this issue generally, it's time to dial things back. I always was taught that you should know what you're talking about before you open your mouth, and all of us are guilty of forgetting that lesson from time to time. But too many people are saying things about this search warrant based on no information whatever, and that is dangerous for them, dangerous for the country. Let's be clear, also dangerous for the Republican Party.
I do think they have now an itemization of the documents that the that they found at Mar-a-Lago. Some of them top secret and apparently very sensitive.
I would like to know more about the documents. Trump claims that he declassified everything. No one doubts the power of a sitting president to declassify material. That's his discretion, but there are ways of going about it that are proper. I don't think throwing a document in a box and loading it on a van and taking it on your last ride on Air Force One to Florida qualifies as adequate notice of declassification. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but there are issues here, and that's why I think whether it's whatever your view on this issue, this is a time for people to tread carefully and not make sweeping statements. Now, I realize that's equivalent to spitting in the wind, but I seriously think that for the good stability of the institutions of our government, it would be helpful if people at least tried to do it occasionally.
It's so wise, and you're so right. John Bolton, his book, The Room Where It Happened, more wisdom and a good deal of wit as well. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And more on the attempted murder of Salman Rushdie. And Salman Rushdie is alive. That's what Governor Kathy Hochul of New York just tweeted out. She also said, following the attack on the author in Chautauqua County, that a state police trooper stood up and saved Salman Rushdie's life. Again, that happens every day. That happens every day. Guaranteed, somewhere in the country, in fact, probably a lot of different places in the country, every single day there are police officers, there are people in law enforcement who stand up and save a life. And maybe this case will help us appreciate those people a little bit more. There's also this from the New York Post. They're identifying a New Jersey man whose name is Hadi Matar. He's 24. And it says that he has expressed strong sympathies toward the Iranian government and as well as the Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, which is a radical terrorist group, very powerful in Iran. He was arrested after he stormed the stage at the Chautauqua Institution and repeatedly stabbed the author, 75-year-old author, in the neck. I'm sure we'll learn more about him and some of his terrorist corrections. But another indication of why we need law enforcement and to keep us safe from terrorists, from organized racists, from various domestic terrorists of every kind, the FBI is indispensable. Okay, this is one that it sounds like something from The Onion or from the Babylon Bee or from some kind of satirical. It's not. It's all over the press in Great Britain. There is a an activist group that wants to demand more respect for non-binary skeletons. This definitely earns a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
And this award goes to what is known as the Black Trowel Collective of Multi-Ethnic and Anarchist Archaeologists. Now, where is this from? This is from a source known as AncientOrigins.net. It says that self-declared anarchist archaeologists are warning archaeologists not to assume the gender or race of ancient skeletons because they see the categorization of sexes as discriminatory to the dead and as enhancing white supremacy. Well, wait, most skeletons are white, kind of, aren't they? I mean, I don't mean that they are white as in the sense of Caucasian. I mean they are the color white. At least the ones that I have seen. So-called trendy academics have been labeling ancient human specimens as non-binary or gender neutral because they say DNA can determine biological sex. In other words, they now can go to your DNA and your DNA tells you whether you're male or female. But they don't account for gender. And remember, we are now taught that gender is different from sex, that it may well be that somebody is of the female sex, but identifies as part of the male gender. So-called trendy academics have been labeling ancient human remains as non-binary or gender neutral. The controversy has been raised by the Black Trowel Collective of Multi-Ethnic and Anarchist Archaeologists, based on the notion that attributing sex and race to skeletons is fraught with issues, according to reports. A group of activists want the scientific community to stop categorizing human remains as either male or female because science cannot be sure which gender people actually identified with when they were alive. Well, why would they care now? The team of woke archaeologists warned against biological essentialism when it comes to categorizing ancient human remains. In their statement, they asked professionals to be wary of projecting our modern sex and gender identity categories onto past individuals, as this leaves aside the frequently contextual and contingent nature of gender variation. Following this line of thought, they argue that this kind of anti-trans violence shares a common origin with white supremacist ideals. Okay, if you have a skeleton of a female, and you can identify it pretty clearly, why is it wrong to identify it as female? Do you think that the female, because she identified as non-binary when she was alive, that the skeleton was going to be offended or it's going to be disrespected somehow? Critics of the latest movement say that such ridiculous demands would lead to a rewriting of history and imposing current ideology where it doesn't belong. Nevertheless, the trendy academics are increasingly labeling skeletons as non-binary or gender neutral, even when their anatomical features are clearly male or female. In their statement published on Anthrodendum, the Black Trowel Collective argued that throughout history, the human gender was highly variable. Furthermore, they explained that human beings have historically benefited by identifying with many genders beyond modern masculine and feminine binaries. The idea that this is taken seriously, they give an example that there were certain Native American cultures, by no means all of them, where they had people who identified as two-spirit. These two spirits are male and female, rather than a non-binary entity. They were, in fact, exceptionally binary spirits representing the two sexes. According to Jeremy Black, professor emeritus at the University of Exeter, the proposed changes in archaeology are utterly absurd. He added that the two sexes were key motors in history. Well, and they're certainly key motors in our personal histories, right? No conception without two sexes. Dr. Black is supported by President Frank Ferretti, emeritus professor of sociology at University of Kent, who said historical fact was becoming the latest frontier for advocates of radical gender ideology. And applying radical gender ideology to ancient remains and skeletons, well, there are a series of films that we're going to review that are each one, well, involving some, you could say, conspiratorial, supernatural events. One of them about a vampires. One of them about a body switch where a 30-year-old woman is turned into 70-year-old Diane Keaton. And one of them about the always controversial and effervescent Alex Jones, a documentary that presents his eventful life. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On the Michael Medved Show, wishing you a glorious summer weekend. I'm not sure anybody is necessarily going to be celebrating what just happened. There's some people will be celebrating. The family Biden will certainly be celebrating. The House of Representatives just passed along strictly party lines, all the Republicans voting no, all the Democrats voting yes. There are more Democrats than Republicans in the House of Representatives at the moment. That is very likely to change. Well, we'll see about where those midterms are going. But the House voted to approve the Inflation Reduction Bill, as it's called. That is the mammoth $750 billion bill that includes a lot of climate provisions. It includes the hiring of some 80,000 new IRS agents to pursue more aggressive audits and tax increases on some corporations and more. It's all passed. And again, it passed along a strict party line vote. It will be going to President Biden's desk for him to sign. And it's considered a presidential victory. We will see if this is a victory for the American people. The one thing that is President Biden has to be grateful for, he's been at least partially on vacation, I believe, in his summer home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and totally upstaged by Donald Trump. I mean, it's incredible. The guy who won the election, and he did, in November of 2020, has been, like, irrelevant and completely in a federal witness protection program or something, just hiding. What do you hear about Biden? Nothing. You hear about Trump. Okay, now we'll have a little bit of a chance over the weekend. I suspect that he will try to get some energy and attention with a signing ceremony for the Inflation Reduction Act. Meanwhile, one of the items where inflation is kind of stopped by largely because of the pandemic is going to theaters. And there are three significant movies that are available now in theaters or on streaming from Hollywood. Okay, the most interesting of the new movies we'll do first, which is a film called Alex's War. And it's about, yes, Alex Jones. No, it does not focus on his ongoing lawsuits that it may end up costing him $45 million or more. It doesn't focus on those lawsuits regarding Newtown and Sandy Hook and the parents there who he hurt very badly by actually giving addresses and identifying them and claiming that they were all lying about the death of children in the Sandy Hook shooting. What it really does, it talks about how this guy who's a dropout from community college and somebody who is offensive to many people out there with his conspiracy theories that basically blame everything on some massive New World Order that he conjures out of nothing. How is it that Alex Jones became a true national figure, a friend of President Trump? President Trump appeared on his show and became a tremendously wealthy man. He became wealthy largely by selling snake oil products on air. The film Alex's War is created by a young woman who's also named Alex, Alex Lee Moyer, and clearly with the cooperation of Alex Jones, who's on film talking directly to the camera for much of the movie. Listen.
I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is truth. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac. I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. You know, that's what I'll do. With that attack on humanity I saw early on that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that, there's no going back.
Okay, this is a very fascinating film to watch. And honestly, because Alex Jones has talked about so many preposterous things involving secret societies and Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove, and I really have assumed during watching his entire career for more than 20 years that this is just a way of trying to achieve popularity and wealth and power, and that he cannot believe this crap. This film makes me think that maybe he does, which makes it even more scary. You could say a horror film. What is also fascinating is she's very fair to him, more than fair. She shows him pleading on January 6th for people not to be violent. It's the kind of tape that that anybody would welcome from January 6th, and it was true that Jones did not think that was a time for violence, and he made that clear. Two things that it doesn't do. It doesn't talk anything about his very troubled and complicated marital history. It doesn't go into any of that. It's as if that doesn't exist. And it also doesn't talk about the way he's really made most of his money, which is the sale of very dubious products, including lots of pills and formulas for enhancing sexual performance. Alex's War is not officially rated. It should be R because there are lots and lots of F-bombs and other harsh language. 2.5 stars for a very watchable, intriguing, if not family-friendly, documentary. Day Shift stars an Oscar winner, Jamie Foxx, who is likable as he always is, very compelling. He plays a pool service guy who in the San Fernando Valley of L.A., but who has a secret job that his wife and daughter don't know about. He is also a master vampire hunter. Listen.
Every day, hunting vampires.
Vampire hunting is a business. Cut necks and cash your checks. Things have changed since you got your ass kicked out the union.
If I don't come up with 10K, my wife and my daughter are going to move to Florida. And the union is the only place that could give me that kind of money.
Your record is chock full of incidents. But he's a new man. One last chance.
This is your final warning.
Okay, Day Shift is the name of the film. And the plot basically is he has to desperately make a bunch of money by killing a bunch of vampires, and to do that has to be readmitted to the Vampire Hunters Union. His mentor in that union is played by Snoop Dogg, who's actually very funny and one of the best things in the film. Jamie Foxx is always fun to watch. He is working with a newbie, a new recruit here, who's played by Dave Franco, who has a problem wetting himself when he encounters real vampires. The vampires are not very real. A body count is not very convincing. I think this sets an all-time Hollywood record for the most beheadings in one film. I mean, it's more than a dozen beheadings. I mean, slicing vampires' heads off. Does it make any sense? No. Are the chase scenes or the battle scenes well directed? No. It's a gentleman who's been an assistant director, J.J. Terry is his name. This is his debut film as a full director. There are continuity problems that abound, and the choreography of the fight scenes it becomes extremely tedious and extraordinarily brutal. It is rated R. It is extremely gory with all kinds of disembowelments and, as I said, record numbers of beheadings. It's streaming on Netflix. 2 stars. And, again, rated a very serious R. The last film is called Mac and Rita with Diane Keaton. And she only comes on screen midway in the film. A 30-year-old writer who has a trouble because she feels like an old soul, secretly wants to be an old lady. But then she goes on a tanning bed while she's supposed to be regressing to a past life, and she gets her wish. Mac and Rita, it's wonderful to see Diane Keaton, but it is a PG-13 movie. It has moments that are amusing and even somewhat touching. But the plot doesn't add up. It's slow moving, and the relationships in the film, even the friendships, don't appear for a moment credible. Only 2 stars for Mac and Rita. We are hoping, however, for a 4-star weekend and week ahead in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.